You're listening to the A Brief Chat podcast feed at abriefchat.com. Each day I'm sending out a poem from Revolutionary Letters by Diane DePrima. New Mexico poem. 1. New Mexico. Even the sunsets here haven't won me over, haven't convinced me. Simply, this isn't, to me, familiar land. Pink ears of jackrabbits high among the sagebrush don't tell me any different. I suppose we all learn. There is, in Herodotus, the tale of Greek soldiers settling near Thebes, each given a woman and land. One woman, so like another, one field, but they at least moved from glitter into gold. As we step backwards, even the clay becomes coarser. My thoughts echo big against the high, flat valley. They roll back, bigger than life, to devour my dreams. 2. Corn Dance, Taos Pueblo. Red people in blankets wait for returning woodchucks. I know it, though they don't say it. And beavers, and chipmunks, and possums, and otters, gophers. White people poison the prairie dogs. If a dog find a dead one and eat it, he dies. What kind of game is that? Red people in blankets stand on their high flat roofs outlined against the sky. They chant, they sing, and pray, and it could be Morocco, except the houses aren't white. The women sell jewelry, giggling. The little boys catch fish with their bare hands in the sacred river. 3. The Journey. The city I want to visit is made of porcelain. The dead are gathered there. They are at their best. Bob Thompson in his checkered jacket and little hat, his grin full of cocaine spinning down the street. Frank drunk, spitting out tales of Roussel, of Mayakovsky, brief anecdotes over bacon and eggs on a roll, his keenness against the wind. Freddy in pointed shoes drinking an egg cream, his leotard over his shoulder in a little bag, waving amphetamine hands at the sky. The porcelain city glitters. I feel my friends hastening to join it and join me there. Bob Creeley tearing through Buffalo Street seeking entry. John Wiener's holding still, mumbling and waiting, tears under his eyelids. I walk in that brittle city, still sleepy and arrogant and desperately in love. 4. Evening, Taos Valley. How did we come here? My bones keep asking me. They see themselves lying bleached on the sand floor of the valley. They don't like it, don't like it at all. The moon, like a bleached skull, sits behind an abandoned house. The house is melting. It is becoming part of the field. Which ones are weeds? The garden teeters on the edge of success. We live in a mud cave with a stone floor, a rather luxurious cave with running water. 5. Farewell, New Mexico. One thing they never mention in Western movies or those ballads they're always writing about wide open spaces, sagebrush has a smell, and there are hills, distinctly flesh-colored, lying down in front of the purple ones. Oh, wondrous wide open spaces, oh, dust on the roads, oh, Rio Grande Gorge, green Taos Valley full of thunderstorms and mosquitoes, mountain with two peaks sacred to Taos Indians, great ceremonial lake fought over in Congress. O Taos Indians with your braids wrapped in leather, may you keep your sacred lake and whatever else you would like to keep. May you drink with Brother Buffalo on its edge when no one at all remembers the U.S. Congress. As for me, I have just changed from the D to the A train in a dark tunnel you Indians wouldn't believe. A metal tube is shrieking as it carries me to an island with 4 million people on it, eating supper. The newspaper tells me that there is a war in Newark. My hope is small but constant. Black men shall tear down the thing they cannot name. They will make room again for the great seabirds. The woods will spring up thicker than even you remember. Where you are, it is 2 hours earlier. The breeze is cold, the sun is very hot. The horses are standing around, wishing for trees. It is possible I shall see you dance again, on your hills, in your beads, if the gods are very kind.